Restoring My Soul, Wednesday, the 17th of July. The Sufferings of Mortality. Having distinguished between the sufferings on account of rebellion and the chastening that belongs to the sufferings of Christ, it is helpful to acknowledge the sufferings of mortality that are common to us all. These are the difficulties that afflict the wicked and the just alike, simply because of Adam's transgression. The implications of mortality arising from the sin of Adam have been passed on to and experienced by every generation of mankind, irrespective of whether or not they have sinned in the similitude of Adam. These sufferings include genetic conditions, which can be physical and psychological in nature, as well as communicable illnesses, and the degradation of our bodies through exposure to the natural elements. Of course, the sufferings of mortality also include the physical decline that belongs to the process of aging. Sons of God who are in Christ do not lose heart as their outer man is perishing, for they have been delivered from bondage to the fear of death. Consequently, they are not anxiously driven to counter the unavoidable implications of mortality, nor do they compensate themselves for its limiting effects upon them. Rather, they are motivated by the love of God that is poured into their heart by the Holy Spirit to do the works of their sonship as a member of the body of Christ. In this regard, a believer is a recipient of the aid that Christ gives to the children of Abraham. This aid is the grace of God that enables them to remain connected to Christ and to the fellowship of His offering and sufferings as a member of His body every day. Through this grace, irrespective of the way in which their outward man is perishing, they are able, by the capacity of exanastasis life, to fulfill the works of obedience that belong to their sonship in Christ. By this same life, their inward man is being regenerated and renewed day by day. The references used in today's devotions are Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 11, Romans chapter 5 verse 14, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 16 to 18, Hebrews chapter 2 verses 14 to 16, Romans chapter 5 verse 5, and Titus chapter 3 verses 4 to 5. For further study, 2 Corinthians chapter 4.